What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this snowy Monday here in Kansas City after the historic blizzard Monday, January 6, 2025. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where that is football all the way up to women's tennis. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. This is the new year, 2025, first month of the new year. If you're new to this podcast and you like what you're hearing, I would advise you to go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button right now. And go ahead and hit the notification bell. Every time we post an episode, like I just did earlier this afternoon, you'll be notified immediately about K-State sports. We talk K-State sports on here, and I am moving. Yes, I know. We're already off to that start again. I am moving our first interaction with Alex until later on the week, probably more likely either Wednesday or Thursday, kind of to get a little more recovery time. But anyways, not that recovery time, but just more just kind of recover from the, well, I just said it again, away from the blizzard as I get ready to go out into this mess tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. So, but everyone, hopefully everyone has safe travels. Whether you went to the game, women's basketball game, we'll get into here momentarily, or is traveling around there as well. Man, my goodness. This definitely goes to the top of the charts as far as seeing a lot of snow goes as well. But speaking of blizzard, the K-State women's basketball team, postcast edition, continues to blizzard by their opposing opponents. And it did that in a monumentous third quarter over Texas Tech in that third quarter, which pretty much sealed their fate there. For them, the 12th ranked, your 12th ranked K-State women's basketball team continues to dominate, folks. Another win by 20 over the Lady Red Raiders on Saturday. Before everything else hit, 77-57, K-State is now on a 10-game winning streak. And they're going to be going on the road this week to play kind of similar to the women's soccer team back in the fall semester, right? They played Utah and BYU back-to-back, I think in that exact order, if you will. That is the next opponents that the women's team plays, but this team, since it lost to Duke, has rattled off 10 consecutive wins there, and it's the first time since 2002-03, and they did it in actually back-to-back seasons, 03 and 04 as well, that the Wildcats has registered double-digit wins in consecutive seasons there. K-State now, women's basketball we're talking about. Not men's. Gotta put that in there. 15-1. Let me repeat that. 15-1, folks. As we start to enter a little bit more into January, this is the second straight year the K-State has opened up. Yeah, I forgot about that. With a 15-1 record, of course, that was with, of course, Gabby Gregory. You don't have her anymore there, but this team with Tamara Poindexter, Kennedy Taylor, the silent assassin and Terrence Ides. You know, I'm naming off obviously pieces that Terrence Ides was with this team last year as a freshman. She was balling out last year as a freshman. She's balling out right now. Jalen Glenn was balling out on the road trip. Of course, you have your usuals, yes, of Aoka Lee and Serena Sundell, all of them. But my goodness, and speaking of which, Aoka Lee, 19 points on the night, on the afternoon. 9 of 11 shooting, 8 rebounds, a block, and a steal. With that, Aoka Lee up to 2,436 points. And on the afternoon, Saturday afternoon, she passed Nina Davis up Baylor. So again, that resume continues to get longer and longer. The legend grows at K-State for Aoka Lee there as well. And her All-American candidate, partner, teammate, Serena Sundell, another double-double, fifth of the year, 13 points and 11 assists. Also had a steal, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks on a night there as well. I should say on the afternoon before the blizzard hit between Manhattan and Kansas City. And my goodness, I think I've been watching too much news today or something. It's best for me to go to work tomorrow. But Junction City, damn, 18 inches? Of snow? My goodness. And in comparison to St. Joe up here north, I'm not that far away from Jordan St. Joe, 16 inches here. But anyways, K-State led by 4 after first quarter.
Texas Tech ain't hung around. They hung around K-State in this basketball game in the first half. And I mentioned at the top of this podcast, the third quarter, K-State turned up 28-9. That's all she wrote right there. Without that, who knows? Texas Tech might have hung around this ball game, but that was a backbreaker right there for them. In this one, Texas Tech only shooting 38% from the field, while K-State shot, wow, almost 50% from the field. But here's the funny thing, 20% from three. 3 of 15 shooting, oof. But again, it covers it up by, you can get shooting from everyone else inside, don't matter. Almost 50% shooting from the field in this basketball game here. K-State took care of Texas Tech by 20 before the blizzard hit. Over the weekend at home in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Thanks for hanging out here on this edition, on this Monday night edition here, folks. 12-point lead. This score actually was changed four times. At least the score is tied four times. Points in the paint. Circle that. 44 points in the paint total for Kansas State women's basketball here. 12th ranked, I should say, for the Lady Cats. Four fast break points, lead change twice there, points off of turnovers. Also probably why the story of the game, 29 bench points, 30 for them here in this basketball game here. Wrong way here in this game. Let's see here. Tamir Point Dexter, only 7 points for her. She was 3 of 9 shooting in 20 minutes of action. Jalen Glenn, the big night, the big game on the road the other night, getting to 1,000 points. In her K-State career, only 2 of 6 on the field. She had 4 points, and Zianna Walker continues to be a little quiet. 4 points of the night for her there as well. Let me see. She had 3 rebounds. Let me see. She was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 0-1 from downtown. 1 of 3 from the field in this game. But Kennedy Taylor. Monumentous off the bench. 5 of 6 on the field. 13 points there. Taryn Size, I mentioned. 11 more. Maulpin. Eliza Maulpin, 4 points. Gisela Sanchez added her 2 points in there as well. Big games off the bench from Taylor and Size there. The key, this big win for Jeff Minnie in the 12th ranked Cats as they bump up to 15-1, I believe now. If I'm mistaken here. That's what I thought. 3-0 in the conference. 3-0 in the conference, heading on the road to kind of a tough slate of games here. And we're gonna find out how this K-State ladies team is going to respond with two tough opponents on the road in Utah and BYU coming up this week for the Lady Cats. 24-4 run. Key this for the Lady Cats there in the game. Let's see, Jeff Mitty in his coaching career, 21-8 against the Lady Red Raiders there in his coaching career there as well. Already mentioned that, Let me see. You think that's going to be, well, we're in this thing with Jeff Mitty here. And we're going to go to him a little bit here to end this postcast edition. Kansas, 12th-ranked K-State in Bramlage over the weekend, 77. Texas Tech, 57. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, he talks about, I'm going to take away this, talking about going against high-pressure defenses. Quote, I saw glimpses of it, but we still had 17 turnovers. Oof. Including some late ones. Individually, we need to do a better job in that area. Individual players need to take care of the basketball better, protect it, and have greater awareness of the game, especially when the other team is gambling and taking risk. We've got to be able to punish teams when they play that way. Texas Tech got very active when they were down. They were willing to bump, hold, and try to create chaos. When we handled it well, we did some good things, but when we didn't, it got sloppy, and that's what we have to improve, end quote. That is from Jeff Mitty, the head coach of your women's K-State basketball team, now 15-1, and that's a little alarming. And I kind of symbolized this from when their only loss of the season to this point, Duke, getting sloppy with the basketball. You can't do that.
on the road against two teams. And again, I don't have the Big 12 standings in front of me at the moment where Utah and BYU sit at right now. I might do that right now as I'm talking right now. But yeah, you can't do that. And if you're going to win on the road here, or even, yeah, you would win both of these games now. That's another take step further. But at the worst you do is probably at least split, as they'll face Utah first on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. They're on the road there as well. And I'm going to actually take a little bit about Ayoka Lee here. She and Serena spoke as well. I'm going to go with this. Ayoka Lee, quote, "Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I think when we get transition going, when we are hitting from the perimeter, which they did not in this basketball game, when we were getting looks inside, it feels like we're clicking in every area, except for the three-point lines in this game tonight. 3 of 15. There is some work to do there, but she's mentioned that there as well. Serena Sundell, we're actually going to put a book in this podcast. Serena Sundell talks about her team and how good they're looking at the moment. Quote, "We're getting better since our first game that we played this year, so that's always the goal, is to get better every game, and we're getting better every practice. I think you saw a glimpse of how good we can be in that third quarter. We have a lot of opportunities to be good. It's just the little things right now that we're having issues with. We're doing a good job of figuring it out. As the game goes on, we can be pretty good," end quote there as well. So that's what you're hearing right now. That's only a snippet right there it took from your All-American pair, Ayoka Lee and Serena Sundell, doing big things there, continuing to do big things as well, as they lead the charge by Texas Tech there by 20 after Texas Tech hung around in that first half there as well. But that blizzard came, and K-State ladies basketball is 12th ranked in the country. Put the blizzard on the Lady Red Raiders in that third quarter, pulling away, and that was all she wrote, folks, there as well. So Utah next for the K-State basketball team, women's basketball team. Of course, for the men, I was going to do that, wasn't I? For the men, you have Oklahoma State tomorrow night for them as they stay on the road there, as I'm going to bring up the standings right now. Utah, yep, so this is good thing I brought this up. Utah, undefeated in the conference, TCU and K-State. And I'm going to stop it right there because I ain't going to go through there right now. Utah, 12-2 overall. So you got a pair of undefeateds going against each other on Wednesday night. And three undefeateds left in the Big 12. TCU right there. So after this game is over, and depending on what TCU does, at least you're going to have an undefeated team sitting there. So we'll see. Hopefully the Lady Cats can get it done. Utah off to a good start as well. So this is going to be a good matchup here. Good, very good test. So you can't be sloppy to basketball. You can't do what you did against Texas Tech the other day there and expect to win. You're going to have to click. You have to be sharp. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday night. Big test for this team as 12th ranked Lady Cats take their act on the road to the Big High State in Utah to take on the Lady Utes. Big showdown. And can't wait for that. The Borough Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Feed available daily, or to have a chance to record K-State content. This will go out tomorrow morning. So I'm actually going to hold off on this until tomorrow morning. This will go out tomorrow morning. So your team every day. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, might want to get on that right now. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your K-State podcast. And I'm pulling off moving our first bonus content. Well, actually, there was one I recorded by myself. I need to get that up tonight. But anyways, our first interaction with Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. We'll have to hold that till the basketball games. And hopefully we'll get together on Thursday night there to recap it all. And also go back, recap a little bit about the football team in their big win against the comeback win against Rutgers in the Rate Bowl. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another Women's Postcast basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State Sports Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer, KC, Missouri. 12th ranked Lady K-State Cats, 77. Texas Tech, 57. Pearl Project Podcast continues. Cats.